Welcome to this podcast from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, exploring aspects of our life and witness at this time.
Well, welcome back to the PCI podcast. My name is Rick Hill. I'm hosting this episode along with my colleague Neil. And this is actually our last episode this side of a break over the summer. It's possibly my last episode hosting as well before I make a move into a new role with PCI's Council for Mission in Ireland soon. So we actually thought we'd do something a little different today. And rather than invite guests in to contribute, I'd instead have a conversation with Neil, who is another regular host on the podcast. Neil, you and I are usually asking the questions, but today we're going to try the chat maybe a little bit more freely together. I'm now realising it's definitely easier to ask the questions than let others answer them, right?
Well, I definitely do feel a little bit more uncomfortable at this side of the podcast chair. So yes, I'm feeling that also.
Well, maybe that's a good thing, a good discomfort for us as we chat today. But Neil, I'm just thinking for people listening, you often introduce yourself when you host an episode by saying you're Neil Harrison, you're the Mission Development Officer. Could you tease that maybe a bit more out for us and maybe share a little bit of what that role actually looks like?
Yeah, well, I suppose my title changed recently actually to Congregational Witness Development Officer. So not a new role like what you're moving into. Same role, just a different title that kind of fits a little bit better with the title of the council that I primarily work within, which is the Council for Congregational Life and Witness. And so my role there involves equipping and resourcing local congregations to think about mission on their doorstep, as well as helping them think about how they can be more involved in global mission, which is one of the ways then that I also serve the Council for Global Mission. And if two councils are not enough in one person's remit, well then I also serve the Council for Mission in Ireland. And that's really through involvement in some of the structures that engage in strategic conversations about mission, such as church planting, revitalisation, and urban mission.
So you're getting used to wearing a few different hats.
Yes.
Okay, and now you're wearing the hat of contributor to the podcast and not just host. Neil, we're going to chat today about how we help disciples of Jesus express their faith within their everyday life. So we're going to talk about that maybe generally, and then we're going to introduce a resource that's aimed to help with that that's going to come later on this year. So maybe more broadly first, why do you think this is an important issue to start with?
Well, I suppose early in my time in this role, we produced a resource called Share, which really was set around that verse in 1 Thessalonians 2, where Paul, Silas and Timothy write to the believers in Thessalonica saying, because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. So sharing our lives and sharing the gospel are both essential in communicating the good news of Jesus to others as we try to be faithful witnesses. And so therefore, how we live and how we express our faith in our workplace or with our neighbours, in our local sports club, it presents a vast opportunity to make our faith known. And it's hugely important as we seek to be disciples who make disciples. So really, I suppose that's the essence of why this is such an important issue that we're looking to kind of press into.
Yeah, and I think it is, just reflecting that it's so important that we don't see our faith as like an internalised thing, or that we keep faith as some kind of private exercise. But and there's probably some parts of society that maybe want us as Christians or to do that, you know, to keep faith within the confines of your home or your own personal life, but, you know, don't be bringing it into the public square. And of course, following Jesus is personal, but that doesn't mean it needs to be private or internalised. So I suppose any way that we can be helped to think about how our faith is expressed is so important. And I think this resource is seeking to do that. So the resource is called Expressions, that you're going to be telling us a little bit more about today. So tell us about Expressions. It's been in development over the past few months. So yeah, give us a bit more info about it.
Yeah, so Expressions is an 8-session film series that seeks to help connect themes from different passages of Scripture and open up conversation of how faith expresses itself then in everyday life and witness. So each session introduces a different theme or way that we can express our Christian faith. And then the films have different Bible teachers from within PCI who unpack this from Scripture. And these Bible teachers represent a broad range of PCI ministers and members from all across Ireland. The theme is then made alive in a personal story from a PCI member who is seeking to express their faith in this particular way. And the film series then is accompanied by a booklet for participants with questions for discussion. So I suppose it's not unlike some of the other resources that the Presbyterian Church has put out in recent years in terms of its format and feel. Mm.
And you're quite humble there, Neil, because you host the episodes as well and you're kind of seen there as well.
Yeah, but that's a very small role, Rick. I am really there just to kind of link and introduce, and really the key people that are featuring in those films are not myself, as I am very happy about, and I'm sure many of our listeners will be as well.
Well, maybe then, I've been maybe slightly on the other side of the resource, and so I can then maybe say some things that you might not be able to or feel able to, but I have to say, Neil, I've had the chance to, you know, maybe see some of the video content that's been created from behind the camera. And I have to say, I think the quality of teaching is really high. I think there's a powerful nature to some of the personal stories and examples that are shared. And so I'd certainly be commending it to listeners and to congregations. And you've kind of highlighted that there's a variety of voices on it. So a variety of, I think there's 9 different Bible teachers and 8 different personal stories or examples. And there's just this brilliant mix of kind of south, north, rural, urban, young, old too, female, male. And I think from what I see, I think it's really reflective of actually our church in general. And maybe also, you know, maybe sometimes people can think these resources are created by 1 or 2 people within assembly buildings, but actually this feels very much like it's grassroots. It's very reflective of all voices on the ground too.
I think that's definitely very much intentional in this resource and other resources that were created as well. You know, we want to let it represent a broad swathe of the denomination. So yeah, I would echo what you're saying in terms of just how it has come together. I feel like it's really strong in lots of those areas. Yeah.
So hopefully that makes it accessible as you listen to, you know, to congregations in every setting right across Ireland. Neil, if that's kind of what the resource is, I suppose, in the big picture, what are some of the key themes then of this resource? What does it really dig into?
Well, I suppose when we talk about the word expression, some of the themes are maybe obvious. So things like compassion would be one of our themes, where people are encouraged to consider how they can love others. Telling is another one of the sessions where we are encouraging and equipping people for sharing their own story of faith. But a couple of the less obvious themes that I'm excited to have in this resource are awareness. So that's the first session, and it really seeks to remind people of how we can express our faith through being with Jesus in each moment. And in many ways, that sense of awareness of God's presence with us each day shapes how we express our faith in other ways that will be unpacked in the remainder of the resource. Another session's called Beyond, and it's a session that looks at that great vision in Revelation 7 of the great multitude from every nation, tribe and language standing before the throne of the Lamb, crying out in worship together. And here we're reminded of the richness that comes when we express our faith alongside those who are beyond our natural circles. And this comes through raising our awareness of what God is doing in other parts of the world, but also at a local level with increasing migration. We have a growing opportunity to be global disciples in our own communities. Mm. And then the last session I wanted to just maybe highlight is called Together. And it's a session that reminds us of how our faith is expressed through the witness of the whole church. So in John 13, Jesus says to the disciples, "Love one another as I have loved you." It's a command to set aside our differences, to forgive, to care for one another as a community of believers. But in the next verse, Jesus reminds them of the impact that this will have. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." So how we treat each other in the church will affect people's view of the church and their view of Jesus. So in many ways, I like to use the illustration that our love for one another is a window advertisement to the world for the gospel. And that is an expression of our faith that maybe we don't necessarily think about so much, but I think is something that's really important, and that's there in the resource as well. So hopefully that gives a bit of a snapshot of some of the themes.
That's brilliant. In my sneak preview, my favourite session is a session on hospitality as well. A brilliant story there of a family who have broken down significant barriers and boundaries through food and meals and hospitality in their home. And so I think that's a brilliant little snapshot and a really important expression as well. But maybe just to emphasise too, I think there's a flow to the resource. You mentioned the first session, awareness. So it starts with this awareness of Jesus, maybe kind of begins with more inward expressions, I suppose, like devotion and humility, but then it flows out there in the context of home and workplace and neighbourhood and conversation, and then ends in how we express our faith as part of the body of Christ. So I think it's a great journey, probably from inward to outward, also a journey right through the resource from personal to corporate as well, and also a journey from, I suppose, church to community and back as well to the local church. So yeah, there's a lovely kind of journey that flows through the 8 sessions, isn't that right? There's kind of eight weeks. So if again, that's some of the themes then, Neil, break the resource down in terms of what a typical session actually might look like. There's 8 weeks or there's 8 sessions, but tell us how you think maybe even how this could be used within a congregation as well.
Well, I suppose it has been primarily written for use in church small groups, but it could also be used in other church settings, such as a midweek meeting or an alternative evening service. Each session starts in the booklet. It starts with a question that gets people talking and thinking about the theme more broadly before reading the Bible passage together and maybe just sharing any initial reflections that stood out. And then the group will watch the film, which begins with 2 individuals unpacking some points from the Bible passage that relate to the theme of the session. And that lasts about 10 minutes, followed by a few questions then to help people reflect on what they've heard and respond in a way that begins to push people towards considering, well, what might this practically mean in my life? And then the second section of the film, as you've already alluded to, is a story of a PCI member who is an example of someone who is expressing their faith in a way that relates to the theme. And these stories have been recorded in various locations, from Donegal to Bangor, and really capture a wide range of contexts and characters that we think people across our denomination will be able to relate to. And following this, then participants take some time again to reflect, respond in discussion with one another before taking time to pray together about what they have learnt about the theme and how they would hope to apply that in their lives. So that kind of gives a bit of a snapshot of what a session might be shaped like.
Brilliant. So essentially, a congregation will receive 8 sessions worth of material, a 15-minute film for each of those, a booklet for discussion and Bible study. And that can be used within the context of a variety of settings, like midweeks, small groups, evening services, special courses even. So, a flexible resource, and that sounds brilliant. So, expression sounds great, Neil, but when and where is it accessible? How can people get their hands on this and use it?
It's been busy recently. I suppose we're now really in the final stages of editing both the film clips and written material. And we will have this available for order on the PCI website by the middle of August. And hopefully then that's in good time for congregations to begin using expressions in their small groups or other church contexts in the autumn. We promoted the resource to ministers and elders at the General Assembly using a short clip that I think we're going to play in just a moment.
Brilliant. Well, Neil, thanks for giving us a heads up about expressions today. That's coming. And we sit here at the start of the summer, and so it's coming the way of congregations at the end of the summer, be accessible to them through the autumn term and through next year as well. I suppose if listeners want to keep an eye on PCI's website and social media, there'll be a couple of sneak previews, I'm sure, coming over the weeks ahead, and order details will be on the PCI website and also through the EQUIP email, which goes out through the Council for the Congregational Life and Witness. And so it might be worth just keeping your eye on any of those things, and to find out more about expressions as it goes. So that's us wrapping up the podcast, I suppose, for this side of the summer. Podcast will be back after the summer. And as Neil said, we're going to just finish by giving you a sneak preview of the promo video of expressions for you to hear a little bit more. Neil, thanks for sharing today. And thanks to everyone for listening.
Faith can't be all talk. Do you struggle to connect what we say we believe with how we express it in our everyday lives? How can we express our faith better? Expressions is an invitation to go on an 8-week journey to explore what this looks like in your home, your church, and your community.
good news of the gospel is that we don't need to strive to be good enough.
Conversation seasons with gracious confidence might just be the very starting point through which we can introduce someone to Jesus.
Each of us has a unique ability to show compassion to another person in a special way that nobody else can.
Be under no illusion. Our love for one another is a window advertisement to the world for the good news of Jesus Christ.
Expressions is an 8-session film series that seeks to help those meeting in a variety of church settings to connect themes from different passages of Scripture and open up conversations on how their faith expresses itself in everyday life and witness. The resource is a mix of downloadable on-screen Bible teaching and stories from members of PCI, along with questions for discussion provided in an accompanying booklet.
People go where they feel welcomed, but they stay where they feel valued. And I think hospitality, for me, is key in helping people feel valued.
I think Jesus is trying to get across that the presence of God is really, it is the most defining feature of our lives. But who you are before God is who you are.
It's a very special gathering, and it is a place where people really feel that they belong. People that have moved here and left their family thousands of miles away, they belong here.
You know, I'm in this role for a reason, and I'm like in Belfast, I'm in wherever I am with work for a reason, and I'm with these people. So, like, you know, don't waste this opportunity.
Paul says the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. If your congregation would like to explore this further, in small groups meeting in homes, or to stimulate conversation in a midweek meeting in a church hall, then take a look at Expressions.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. Thanks for joining us.